From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. As the U.S. announced it will move its embassy in Israel to Jerusalem by the end of 2019, the European Union voiced support for its long-standing position for a two-state solution with East Jerusalem as a future capital of a Palestinian state. Speaking to the Israeli parliament, Vice President Mike Pence underscored President Donald Trump's decision last month to recognize Jerusalem as Israel's capital.
Jerusalem is Israel's capital. And as such, President Trump has directed the State Department to immediately begin preparations to move the United States Embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem.
He said that will be complete by the end of 2019. Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas received support from European Union Foreign Policy Chief Federica Mogherini, who told reporters later the only way to peace is a two-state solution.
Clearly there is a problem with Jerusalem. I would say this is a very diplomatic euphemism. We Europeans, as well as all the Arab world the United Nations system as such, still continue to believe that the only pragmatic, realistic solution for Jerusalem has to come through direct negotiations has to be the capital of two states.
Mr. Abbas urged the EU to swiftly recognize the state of Palestine. He said it would be an encouragement to the Palestinian people. South Africa's ruling African National Congress is debating whether to cut short the tenure of President Jacob Zuma, who was replaced as party chief by Cyril Ramaphosa last month. Mr. Zuma, who has been in power since 2009, has been dogged by allegations of mismanagement and corruption, seen as harmful to the South African economy and the party's standing with the public. He could be removed by a motion of no confidence in Parliament or by the ANC National Executive Committee. This is VOA News. In northwest Syria, Turkish troops continue their advance against Kurdish militia in Afrin province, day three of Operation Olive Branch. The top UN official in Syria, Ali al-Zatari, resident humanitarian coordinator, said it's unclear how many people are fleeing the operation, but called the situation difficult.
Because the access that they have to basic necessities is rather constrained. Prices of commodities are high. Medical services are low.
Turkey views the YPG Kurdish units operating in that border region as a security threat and part of the outlawed separatist Kurdistan Workers' Party, or PKK. Turkish officials and rebel allies began their operation Saturday to push YPG away from the Turkish frontier and create a 30-kilometer-deep safe zone. The U.S. Congress voted Monday to reopen the federal government 3 days into a partial shutdown, triggered in part by a partisan dispute over immigration. Late Monday, the House of Representatives approved the measure passed earlier in the Senate, where Mitch McConnell is the majority leader.
Madam President, after 3 days of an unnecessary lapse in funding, a bipartisan majority has brought the Democratic leader's extraordinary filibuster to an end and passed a bipartisan bill to reopen the federal government.
McConnell urged Democrats the Senate take up immigration, reassured Democrats the Senate would take up immigration matters, including the fate of tens of hundreds of thousands of undocumented immigrants brought to America as children. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson said Washington must pay close attention to its special relationship with Britain, even though President Donald Trump has yet to visit London.
Both from a security standpoint, but also from an economic standpoint. And we need to pay attention to that relationship and the importance of this relationship on a bilateral basis as well, while we work together in common cause to address some of these serious conflicts around the world that confront both of our nations.
Tillerson also plans to meet European signatory nations to the Iran nuclear deal as the Trump administration seeks changes to that 2015 agreement. Pope Francis Monday offered an apology to victims of clerical abuse following his defense of a bishop in Chile during his just-concluded week-long visit to Latin America.
Cosa sentono gli abusati?
The Pope said he hurt them without realizing it. Last week, in defense of Bishop Juan Barros, Francis said there was no evidence he was protecting a priest found guilty by the Vatican of abusing teenage boys. That view came under criticism during his trip. A new report Monday suggested UN peacekeepers need to change how they operate to reverse a trend of escalating fatality. The report said the blue helmet and UN flag no longer offer natural protection. It said UN forces need to be strong and not fear the use of force when necessary. UN peacekeeping casualties have been on the rise since 2013. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.